Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for turn number 664. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. It's great to hear from so many of you who are so excited that we began again. I hope you enjoy this repeat from a previous year relating to Parshas Bereishis. And again, as always, please help by sharing this podcast. Have a good Shabbos. To begin, let's discuss this week's Parsha, one of the most important and significant Parshios in all of the Torah, because of course it is the beginning of all, quite literally Genesis, the beginning, Bereishis. And so we have the context in which man is created, and particularly from the story of Bereishis, we get to understand how man is supposed to interact with the world around him. And so the Torah says, "Vayivra Elokim asa Adam et salmo, b'tzelem Elokim bara oso, zachar unekeva bara osam." So God created this man. And it says, "Vayivarech Hashem Elokim," God blessed this man, "Vayomer lahem," man and woman, blessed them both. And it says, "Puravu," go and be fruitful and multiply. I know that that's the very first mitzvah that they received. And then, "Vichavshuha," conquer this land that I have given you. Conquer this land, "Urdu b'dgas hayam," and have dominion over the fish, "Ve'ov hashamayim," "V'chol chayahu ramesas al haaretz," and all the animals, etc. And in Pasuk earlier, it actually expands on what their dominion is over. The Ramban explains that when we come to this world, you know, you might think that we are separate from the world. We are not to use the world in any way. It's God's world. Says the Ramban, no. This verse is very clear. Nasan lahem koach umem shalah ba'aretz la'asos kirtzonam. You could do what you want. Bavhemos uvashratzim uvachol zuchle afar. You could do whatever you want with all of the animals and all of the creepy crawlies and the things that slither in the dust, the livnos, to build, to la karnatua, to uproot plants, umi harareha lachtsov nechoshas, and to take, to mine copper from its hills, from its mountains. Uchiyotzi beza, and similarly. And that's what vikavshuha means. Not only that we are to live and just perhaps observe the world around us, but we're supposed to use the world around us. It's therefore our consumption. Now, in different classes, we've talked about the delicate balance that exists between consumption and overuse and conservation and trying to figure out how we use while at the same time being careful ecologically, environmentally. And that's not for today, but that's an important balance that we need to strike. But this world is for our use. The question that I have for you today is this world for our enjoyment? And here's what I mean. The pasuk says when Adam is put in the garden, Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem, God plants this garden, this incredible Eden, literal, the Garden of Eden. And he is placed, man is placed in this place, the Torah says, la'avda u'lashamra. And this also lends to this balance, la'avda, to work it, to use it, to cultivate it, to make use of it, but at the same time, u'lashamra, to protect it, to defend it, to conserve it. So these two things are clearly balanced, and we have this relationship of responsibility with the world around us. But then the pasuk says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemar, God commands man, saying, "Mikol etz hagan achol tochal," eat all of the fruits. And then the very famous command, "Umi etz hadas tov v'ra lo sochal mimeno." This one particular tree, this etz hadas, thou shalt not eat. "Ki beyom acholcha mimenu," for on the day on which you eat this fruit, most tumas, you will cause yourself to die. And as we know, the progress of this story, that's exactly what happens, and Adam and Chava are caused to die through this sin. So now, when we look at this pasuk, this command, is this the very first command that they're given? So of course, before it says not to eat from the tree, which is, I think if you ask most people, what was the first thing that Adam was told when he went into this garden? They'll answer, don't eat the tree, don't eat that Eitz Hadas. But the pasuk before that very clearly says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemar," God commanded, "Mikol Eitz hagan ochol tochal," from all of the trees you are meant to eat, you're supposed to eat. There's this beautiful garden here. It's got all sorts of fruits, all sorts of beautiful looking creations hanging from the trees, and enjoy them. Enjoy them all. The question is that the tzivoy? Is that the command that's being referred to here? So the Gemara has a whole midrashic understanding of this verse, and it actually says that this Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemar mikol etz hagan achol tochal, each one of those phrases actually teaches one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, one of the seven commandments that are universal, not for Jews, but for the entire world, also for Jews, not only for Jews, not exclusively for Jews, For example, of the seven, we have the big three, the cardinal sins, sexual immorality, idol worship, and murder. And then we have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Eivor Min HaChai, eating from an animal before it's killed. Beis is Birchas Hashem, blasphemy. Gimel is Gezel. Dalet is Dinim, setting up courts. That is the content of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, understands that these words are there to teach each one of those seven. But the Rishonim look at this pasuk and they wonder, is there a command to eat fruits? Is there a command to eat every fruit in the garden? Or no, really, it's just a setup, meaning Adam is told, don't eat from this one particular tree. And, oh, you'll tell me, but I'm going to starve. How can I not eat from that tree? No, silly. You have the entire rest of the garden to enjoy. And because you can enjoy the rest of the garden, don't worry about this one prohibition, this one restriction that you have. The Ibn Ezra, for example, understands that it's not a mitzvah to go eat those other fruits. He just says, mutarim heim l'cha l'acha. You're permitted to eat them. The same way it says that sheshes yomim tavod v'asisa kamalachtecha, for 6 days you shall work. And then on the seventh day, you're not allowed to work. That's what we call Shabbos. That doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to go work on those 6 days. You have to work. You don't have a choice. But if, let's say, you don't have to work because you have enough money, there's no mitzvah to go out and work. Rather, that's the opportunity for you to work if you need to work. And therefore, he understands this the same way. When it says, go eat from the tree, it's not saying it's a mitzvah to go eat from the tree. It's just saying, if you want to eat fruits from trees, here are some fruits you might want to eat. But it's not that you have to. There's no mitzvah obligation to go and enjoy these fruits. And the Ibn Ezra is not the only one who understands this way. Rav Avraham ben Arambam says, it's a reshus, it's not a mitzvah, you don't have to. And even though the language points to achol tochal, you shall surely eat, usually that double expression points to emphasis, but let's say the Arachayim says that achol tochal, he's just being told achol tochal, you and your wife. That's why there's a double expression. There are only two people, so you need a double expression to express this idea that there are fruits for you and you to go and eat. But other Rishonim understand that no, indeed, there are two mitzvos here. Rabbeinu Bachya, for one, says there are two al derech ha-pshat, Huzar Adam Bekan B'Shtei Mitzvos. There are two mitzvos. Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. Mitzvah Saseh, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochal. Mitzvah Saseh is go and eat all these fruits. Look at this garden. It's literally the Garden of Eden. Go enjoy these fruits. Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, and of course then there's the restriction of the one thing that one may not eat. Reb Sadi Gaon says as well, V'hamamar Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochal, it had to be permitted for him to eat all of those fruits. Not that it's a mitzvah, but it had to be permitted. It would have been forbidden. It's an introduction, he says, to me'etz hadas tovara lo tochal. You can't eat that, but it's okay, because there's an alternative. And he says, just like Ibn Ezra had said, like we quoted, the command to go, sheshes yamim tavod isn't a command of a mitzvah, it's just that if you need to work, that's when you're going to do it, because you can't do it on Shabbos, because there it says, uvayom hashvi tishbos. And he says, there are a couple takeaways from this. He says, one of them reminds us that, lo asarti alecha davar ad shenasati l'cha tmuraso. I did not give you anything that is forbidden until I gave you a permitted counterpart. I want to focus on this idea just for a moment, because this maybe is where we'll conclude for today. Sadi Gaon says, there was no forbidden fruit until there were permitted fruits. And this is reminiscent of a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin has a discussion between Nachman, Rav Nachman, and his wife Yalta. Yalta comes home and says, listen, I know that there is a hashkafa in the Torah that has the following idea, that kol da'asur lan rachmana, shara lan kavaseh. Anything that was prohibited by the Torah, the corresponding thing was permitted. Meaning, any forbidden pleasure has a permitted counterpart. And it goes through a bunch of examples. She says, there's this type of blood which is forbidden, but you can have this type of blood in a permitted way. So too, you have, let's say, I want a cheeseburger. So how do I get a cheeseburger? That's the question ultimately she has in the context of that Gemara and Chulin. How could I have a cheeseburger? Because it sounds delicious. And Rav Nachman says, you're right, and here's an idea. But here we see this basic principle, that the Torah doesn't mean to prohibit any pleasure. It means to focus us towards one and not towards the other. That's what Reb Sadi Gaon says is the basis of this first command that Adam gets. Yes, there's a tree you can't eat, but don't think that means you can't eat the fruits. There are other fruits that you can eat, that you can enjoy. Enjoy them, even if it's not a mitzvah. it's permitted, and none of the pleasures are ultimately restricted. They are just asked to be focused one direction and not the other. Have a great day.